Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I am your host, Daniel, here with my other host, Carson.
What's up, guys?
And we are back for the very first episode that's going to be a normal, that's outside of the Halloween
marathon. Yeah, this is our first non-Halloween.
Yeah. Feels kind of weird, honestly.
We're not... Yeah, it is a little strange, but, you know, being spooky is a state of being. It's a mindset, you know? So if you want to be spooky, you can. But this is our first non-spooky movie.
Yep.
I mean, it's spooky in another way. And before we jump into our movie, I wanna explain to the folks our our order of... How do I say that? Order of events? Order of speaking.
The rundown of how we're going to continue this podcast and our format.
Yeah. So we'll probably start every episode just like this with a little intro talking about various stuff, joking around. And then we will do a segment that we like to call predictions as of now is what we're calling it.
Yeah.
It's an idea that Daniel came up with because he is our little tomato boy. He's our Rotten Tomatoes stan. And so... How this will work is we will go over a list of some of the more recent films.
Yep.
And we will guess what the Rotten Tomatoes percentage will be, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then we will do a little movie review. And then at the end, we may, depending how we're feeling, we might do a little bit of movie news. Or we might also do some recommendations that are just, you know... They might be a movie, they might be a book, something else that we're enjoying that may not be getting a segment on the podcast.
Correct. Didn't we have it flipped beforehand? Wasn't it movie news, movie recs, and then at the very end after we did the movie review, it was predictions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like this is better.
Okay. And the way that we do our predictions is we pretty much, like, we'll watch the trailer, read the log line. We know you guys love our log lines.
Yes.
And then
Carson
and I, we try to get as close to what we think that the critics and audience will, how they'll respond to the movie. So,
yeah.
And then we wait until pretty much the first, isn't it after the first weekend of?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Predictions with Daniel and Carson.
All right, so our first movie that I think that we should do a prediction for. Now, technically, the predictions already did, or the rating already did come out for this movie, but it always is subject to change. No, it's always subject to change. Especially with audience score, too. We never know how the audience will react.
True.
Okay.
True.
So the first one I'm going to throw out is Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And this little log line says, in Marvel Studios, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Queen Ramonda, Shuri, M'Baku, and the... Wow, there's so many other names. Fight to protect their nation from intervening world powers in the wake of King T'Challa's death. Oh, so sad.
I know. It is sad. This makes me sad because I love Chadwick. I wish he was still around to be in this movie.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
interesting
to say, hold on. It says, as the Wakandans strive to embrace their next chapter, the heroes must band together with the help of War Dog Nakia and Everett Ross and forge a new path of the Kingdom of Wakanda. So sad.
Ooh.
Well, as we were saying, it is really sad that
Chadwick passed.
Yeah, Chadwick is gone. So the actual rating that this movie got so far has been an 86 certified fresh, which is pretty exciting. It's good.
That's audience or
critics? No, that's
critics.
Audience hasn't come out yet because the movie is coming out on Friday.
I have a feeling the audience is going to like it. I think it might even be higher than the critic score. It might be like a 90% maybe.
Oh, really?
I think it might be high. I mean, I don't really look at Rotten Tomatoes at all. Like, it doesn't matter to me for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But, and I don't know how it works. So I'm still going to say 90. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I actually, this is probably the most excited I've been for a Marvel movie in a long time.
Yeah, dude, Marvel's just not been hitting it lately. I think the last good movie that I've seen was, besides Spider-Man, was Doctor Strange Multiverse.
I liked that one.
Yeah.
We have a review for that, guys. It's coming.
Yeah,
I promise.
We do. Okay, and so I'm going to say 83 for critics. and then 96.
So you think
for
it's
going to
go
audience.
Down or stay the same?
Yeah. I think it kind of always
96, that high?
Yeah, I think so.
Girl.
So what's for our next movie is going to be Devotion. Best-selling book of the same name tells the harrowing true story of two elite U.S. Navy fighter pilots during the Korean War. Their heroic sacrifices would ultimately make them Navy's most celebrated wingmen.
Oh, is this the one that has the same guy that was in Top Gun?
Yes, Glenn Powell.
Okay, and then it has, what's the other main actor's name?
Jonathan Majors?
His co-star in this? Yeah, this might be good. Here's my guess. You ready?
Yes.
The four directors thing, that worries me, like, deeply.
Yeah.
How many writers are there?
I think just one.
What? I'm just so confused, but I'm going to say the critics are going to be like, this is dookie. They're going to say this is like a 60%, maybe 40. Shoot, I have to pick, huh? Okay, 56. I'm going to hedge my bets.
Should I should tell you that the critics already did early prediction on this one.
Dang it. What'd they say?
83.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to tell me if it's already having ratings. Okay, well then the audience is going to be like 96.
Okay, so I'm going to say this one goes down to 79, and I'm going to say audience score is going to give it a 78.
Oh, okay. So should I say that the critic score is going to go down? Because I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be like a 68.2.
You think it's going to go that far down? Wow.
I don't know. I just have a feeling it's probably secretly bad, and people just like it because of the casting.
All right, and then for the third movie... Oof, there's so many, but I think Emancipation will be a good one to review. And that comes out December 2nd. It is Will Smith's new movie and Antoine Fuqua, which Antoine Fuqua did Southpaw.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's got Ben Foster. Interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so let me read the little log line. Emancipation tells the triumphant story of Peter, a man who escapes from slavery relying on his wits, unwavering faith, and deep love for his family to evade cold-blooded hunters and the unforgiving swamps of Louisiana on his quest for freedom. Ooh. The film is inspired by the 1863 photos of Whipped Peter taken during a Union Army medical examination that first appeared in Harper's Weekly. One image known as the Scourged Black, which shows Peter bareback, mutilated by a whipping delivered by his enslavers, ultimately contributed to growing public opposition to slavery.
Interesting.
So, this is weird because it falls under history and drama,
photograph?
Mystery and thriller. Yeah, it sounds like it.
So I'm going to say, does this already have a rating too?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So I'm going to say critics, 78%. An audience, okay, this is a post-slap Will Smith movie. So I'm not sure, what do people think about Will Smith right now, you know?
I don't really know. I mean, I mean,
he just won the biggest award of his life.
Yeah.
And then ruined his life very quickly.
Yeah.
So, man, I feel like that's going to... like change people's opinion on the movie. So I'm going to say maybe 60%. Maybe 50. No, there's no way. 66%. Let's go with that.
66?
Yeah, for audience. I don't know. I think there's going to be some like Will Smith haters.
Yeah.
Because of the whole slap thing, and that they're just going to rate it low, maybe.
I'm going to say 79 for audience and 82. I mean, 79 for critics and 82 for audience.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like it's good. Like, it seems like something I would like to watch. Okay.
Well,
so
guys,
that's our predictions.
Yep, that's the predictions. The three movies, we might have to wait a little bit just to figure out what they will, what they come out to be. But that's our predictions, guys. So let's jump right into our movie review.
So we watched Black Adam starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah, so this is the latest addition to the DC Cinematic Universe. This is in the middle of Warner Brothers being purchased by Discovery and falling apart completely right now. So the future is uncertain. I mean, I heard James Gunn's in charge now, so we'll see what that means in the future or if it'll even make a difference. We don't know yet. But yeah, so this is kind of the first movie to come out in the middle of all that craziness.
Yep.
You want to read the logline?
Yeah, okay. So nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the almighty power of the Egyptian gods and imprisoned just as quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world.
What a bad movie.
Yeah.
I'm just coming in hard with my thoughts, guys.
Yeah, it was tough.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't bad enough for me to even hate it. It was just... it was almost just forgettable.
Yeah. To me, it felt like almost an Aquaman.
But Aquaman's better.
But Aquaman it's not.
Is way more fun.
To me, they were both equal. Like, it just felt like another forgettable DC movie.
Dude. See, I feel like Aquaman, it was funny and, like, cheesy enough to be like, okay, I had a good time watching that. This wasn't funny intentionally or unintentionally. Like, I didn't even smirk.
Yeah, they tried really hard to make
this funny. It's
also supposed
to be edgy, and it doesn't feel edgy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the hype up for it, too, like, The Rock doing all the press, talking about how, like, Black Adam has the darkest story ever, and we're going to make a really cool movie. But then they literally changed his origin to be less dark. So I just don't understand.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because you're kind of more of a DC, like...
So this is kind of a spoiler alert.
Okay.
In the comics, Black Adam is literally a villain. In this, he doesn't really seem like a villain at all, aside from the fact that he kills. But I think that's kind of dumb they made that such a big part of this movie, because literally Batman kills in this version of the DC universe.
Yeah.
And Superman kills. Like, they all murder people. But that's besides the point. Basically, in the comics, he ends up having to kill his son to get the powers of Black Adam. In this, it's completely different. Like, he's not a good person in the comics. And in this, they kind of make him more or less good.
Yeah.
I know there was one storyline they did take some inspiration from, and they did do it justice for the most part. Like, his conflict with Hawkman is a big part of the comic books.
Okay.
I just don't know if it worked in this movie.
Yeah. I mean,
Hawkman and Dr. Fate are the only thing I liked about this movie.
Okay, so this movie, it really does... It kind of has a good villain origin story, I think. I was satisfied with the origin story of Black Adam.
For the main villain or for Black... Oh, but he doesn't come across as a villain.
No, but I knew that he was a villain. So I was just like...
Yeah.
So the whole thing is, you know, based off of his son. Like, he is pretty much acting in revenge for his son. But it just, like, the stakes weren't there for me. And it was just the connection of the boy. Was his
the modern day boy?
Yeah. I'm trying to find his name real quick.
He annoyed me, like, unbelievably annoyed me.
Yeah. Him and her. So his name's Amon. And her name is Adriana. So they're, like, pretty much the people who are, like, trying to free their city. And, you know, the whole tale is that Black Adam was the challenger. And they've been, like, waiting for years or decades even for him to come back and, you know, pretty much be their savior.
Free them.
Yeah.
Because they're controlled by... Intergang is the group controlling the city or the country.
Right. So for me, the whole stakes, though, when they finally unleash Black Adam, I don't know. It just wasn't strong enough for me. Like, especially for him who, like, how it's set up is, like, he wants to enact revenge on everybody.
Yeah. Whoever gets in his way.
Yeah.
Because he's The Rock.
It wasn't great for me. Also, The Rock is just... I've kind of started to lean a little bit more on, like, agreeing with you that The Rock is just not a great actor.
Ooh, The Rock sucks as an actor. I've been saying this for so long.
Yeah, you've been saying since we were like 12
children.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I had the idea that I didn't like The Rock when I was a child, though.
Yeah, I don't know either, because I remember I went to go see San Andreas and with you, and I loved it. Because I was like, oh, The Rock is such
a
badass.
And I was like, this is a piece of
crap. Yeah, no, and you're like, I hate this.
Like, it's the worst.
I will say San Andreas and...
I'm glad I'm consistent, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, props for you, but I will say that the... that San Andreas and Hobbs and Shaw are my only real favorite like Rock movies.
Hobbs and Shaw is kind of a fun movie though.
I did love Hobbs and Shaw.
And then, well, have you seen Standing Tall? That one's kind of cool.
So long ago,
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah,
I kind of like that, but like, I don't know. I just don't get the appeal. I know he's buff and funny, so maybe that's it. But I don't find him that funny.
Yeah.
Like his shtick is just like raising an eyebrow and being buff.
Well, for me, it's like I think he's tried to break out of that of being buff and funny with like being deep a little bit. And it just, that does not work.
He's done a couple things that were serious.
Yeah, but it just comes across.
A show on HBO that's pretty good. So on the whole topic of like The Rock and humor in this movie, he's not supposed to be super funny. He's supposed to be this edgy, evil dude or whatever, but almost right away he's resurrected and brought back out of the grave or whatever, his tomb, and he's already coming up with catchphrases with the little boy that's helping him to say before he kills people. And I'm like, that's so stupid. That's not, I mean, that doesn't feel serious. It feels goofy at that point.
I did like Hawkman though. I love what's his name,
he was cool,
Aldis Hodge. He kind of gives me, obviously, like Falcon
good.
Vibes, but Aldis Hodge as an actor in general is so good, and I'm really happy that he was in this movie.
I feel like he brought a good like bravado to the role.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it felt believable.
I didn't like Noah Centineo, though. I just...
No, his face.
It's just, he's not a good actor. Also, I didn't love the animation on it either with like the... He just
his
like...
His mask.
No, his mask was fine, but just like before he puts on his suit, he looks like a normal guy. And then when he puts on the suit, he just looks like this puffed up, inflated like character where I was just like, ew, dude, like that doesn't look good.
Yeah. And I didn't care about him. I didn't care about his love and Cyclone. I didn't really care about her. She was cool, I guess, but like.
Yeah. They had one good line in there, but it was mainly because Aldis Hodge was like, he kind of did the punchline for that joke where Noah says something to the girl and then Aldis Hodge is like, or Hawkman is like, dude, just stop. And it's just like, that was actually funny.
He like, well, the whole time he's like, I need to have a word with you. Like, that's kind of like their shtick, I guess.
But I had a good theater experience with this. Like a lot of people loved this movie. Like when I was sitting in the movie theater, like people were laughing at it. People were like, they were enjoying themselves. I was just sitting in the back like, ugh.
Why?
I have no idea. They thought everything was funny.
Are we the problem? Are we just too cynical?
Maybe.
Because this movie's done really well at the box office. Which means we're going to get a sequel for sure.
Oh, yeah. Big time. But, I mean, this movie, like, ratings-wise is so split. It got a 39% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 89 on audience score.
That's because people love... I think we underestimate the power of The Rock.
Probably.
People love that man. People love him. Honestly, if they just made this a Justice Society movie and made Black Adam the actual villain, it would be a better movie.
Well, is Black Adam the villain of the Justice Society or is he a part of the Justice Society?
They fight, like... The whole storyline this is based on, he's taken over the city. I kind of hope they do a Hawkman movie.
Yeah,
and I thought
cool.
they were going to kill his character for one reason. Because in the comic books, he has like the most complicated history of any comic book character.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. Reincarnation. He reincarnates as a new Hawkman every time he dies. So like they found a way to combine, because he used to have two separate origin stories and they've combined them. So one of his origin stories, he's from another planet. And then the other one, he's from like, he's an archaeologist who finds the armor and realizes that he's a reincarnated Egyptian warrior and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So they ended up combining all those stories together, and it's really complicated. It honestly doesn't make sense, but I feel like the bones for a really cool movie are there. Like, I'd watch the crap out of a Hawkman movie. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't love it, but you, the audience, might enjoy it. There's some cool fight scenes. I did like the last act, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I really liked the last act. It was enjoyable. Even, like, the stuff with The Rock, I was like, oh, this is cool. So
yeah, it did have some cool, like, scenes, but to me, it was such a, like, I don't know, sometimes DC just overdoes it for me. To where, like, they're trying too hard, especially with Aquaman. Aquaman was horrible, in my opinion, and this felt like that.
It is bad, but I feel like Batman versus Superman is the worst of them.
Really? Even the Snyder Cut?
I don't need to get into it right now, but Snyder is not someone I'm a fan of.
Man, you might be making some enemies right there with all the Snyder Cut fans. Okay, well, guys, that is Black Adam. Obviously, you can tell both Carson and I didn't really enjoy it just because Dwayne is one note. And if you're going for good film making kind of stuff, don't go see Black Adam. If you're going just to turn off your brain and just watch some things explode and watch Dwayne The Rock Johnson never use a door and just break through every single wall, then go see Black Adam.
And, like, talk twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a bland movie in a lot of ways, but it is a good mindless entertainment. Like, I was entertained. I had a fun time. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have another episode coming out for you guys next Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be our new schedule. I almost said tomorrow, but we're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing dailies.
So, guys, next week we're watching the Apple TV film called Causeway, starring Jennifer Lawrence. So if you want to watch the movie before we talk about it, go check it out. Anyways, that's it, guys. Thank you. That's a clean slate.